We're pretty similar. I think we have about 35, 30, 38, somewhere in there.
How much will you guys be better just for the fact that you got guys coming back a year older, but they also know your system and they're more comfortable with what you want to do? How much will that just affect the program moving in a good direction in 2020?
Yeah, we have our older kids experience. They know our expectations, how we want them to act and react on the field. So it makes the transition a little bit easier. Makes it a little more difficult for the young guys. They feel like they're a little bit further behind, but it's simple. They'll get it.
Where do you have the most coming back? Where you feel the most comfortable with where the team is right now?
Well, we're young, all the way across. We lost some key players in the backfield and losing our quarterback. And then, we have some experienced linemen coming back. I really feel comfortable with the kids that are stepping in and taking over some leadership roles and playing in some positions. So we'll be a little bit green in some places, but I think, I think we'll be a little bit better.
When you look at where the team was last year, were you pretty competitive, but you lost a lot of close games, especially in conference. So what are the areas that you and the coaching staff, you look and say, if we can be better in this area, we can make that move to 6-7 wins this year? What are those areas?
We have to be a little bit more physical. We have to play a little bit more physical brand of football. And, we've kind of gotten that started with camp a couple of weeks ago. The kids understand a little bit more of, the physical expectation, I think, is probably the best thing. And hopefully we can make up with, it's a situation where you have a young kid and an experienced guy and they can kind of teach them, maybe tutor them a little bit, and then just the overall physical brand of football's got to be a little bit better.